Bushu nende na we magani duk. Beishiko benesi akwe indigo mang indu de. Ga usa squadje mekag indu njaba. Ga mesqua wako kag inda. Elaine Fleming indishin a kaz. And just getting close to Memorial Day here. And I want to say mi gwech to nibaba iban Simon Howard. Minawa ni mama iban Dorothy Howard, who have both traveled home and who are waiting for me. And I want to say welcome to Leech Lake, History of Leech Lake. And today, again, we're going to continue the story of Michelle Marion, a woman who is enrolled as a Pima Maricopa from the people who are in the southwestern part of Arizona in the Sonoran Desert by the Gila River. And her mother is Lavina Gail Marion, a Leech Lake, a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And her father is a member of the Turtle Mountain people of North Dakota. And as I said before, when I began talking about Michelle, I was talking about Ikwa. And why they enacted ICWA, the Indian Child Welfare Act, because of all the children, our children prior to 1978 who were being adopted out from our reservations into non-Ojibwe homes, into non-Indigenous American homes where there was no Indigenous culture and we were losing them. And this federal government had a responsibility, a trust responsibility to care for our children also. But this story of Michelle Marion's is different because when she was adopted out, her adoption was meant to be. That's how she thinks of it. And so I want to continue her story. Her story, I began with that, talking about the Pima people, her ancestors, and how they were so developed socioeconomically and all their achievements. And then how as we went into the assimilation era in 1871, how that changed for the people, how when the federal government and non-Indian farmers, when they began to divert the waters of the Gila River, how that affected the people of the Pima people and how they became so poor, and how alcoholism rose and the many troubles, diabetes and those types of living situations which we know about as Indigenous people on reservations across this nation state. So when we move into more recent history, Michelle was adopted when she was about 6 months old. And she was adopted by Leech Lake band member, Lavina Gail Marion, whose family is from Sugar Point, a place where they have all those sugar maple trees. And I talked about Lavina in previous shows. When Lavina graduated from Boy River High School in 1961 in a class of 10 people, there were two of them being Ojibwe. She was given two choices for further education. One was to go to Haskell to receive secretarial training, and the other was to become a nurse. Here on our reservation, my older sister, Nimise Diane Palaco, was in a similar situation, and she chose to become a nurse. She received her training in a school in North Dakota, and she moved away to California. There she lived for years and years. And now she lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And she never came home to live. She left our reservation a good 50 years ago, but she always comes home to visit. This was all part of the termination era from 1953 to around 1970. One of the federal government's policies was to relocate our people away from their reservations, give them training, and take them away from the reservations. Michelle's mother, Lavina, chose to go to Haskell, After she received her training there, she was hired to move to Washington, D.C. to work for the Indian Health Service. At Haskell, she also met her future husband, Frank Marion, a Turtle Mountain enrollee, but only in passing. She would meet him again in Washington, D.C. and eventually marry him. And Lavina commented about being in Haskell in 1961, 1962, how when the students would graduate, there would be a map of the United States. And they would put the graduate pictures of the graduates up on this board, and they would draw a line of where they would be going to, where they would be sent to work. And she was put on a train, and she was sent to Washington, D.C. And she worked there for years and years and years for the Indian Health Service. So later in life, Lavina and Frank would adopt a baby, a little Pima Maricopa baby, and they would name her Michelle Marion. Lavina told me that the best thing she ever did in her life was to adopt her daughter, Michelle. Michelle was adopted through the Jewish Family Service Center, which was located in Arizona. And this was in 1976, 2 years before the ICWA Act was passed in 1978. So Michelle, her parents at that time, her soon-to-be parents lived in Maryland. They worked in Washington, D.C., and they would travel to Arizona to take Michelle home with them, and that's where Michelle would be raised. Although Michelle wasn't raised on a reservation, she was raised within an Indian community, this community that was formed by the many Indian Federal Service employees, they and their families. Michelle always knew she was adopted. Almost every night, her mother would tell her the story of how she was adopted. This bedtime story was a part of her life. She thought that's the way it was, that everyone was adopted. When asked what she was, she told people that she was half Pima and half Ojibwe. Every year, her mother and father would take her home to her cousins and uncles, all on the Leech Lake and Turtle Mountain reservations. Every year, they would travel home. She didn't come to know her biological family until 4 years ago in 2011. She had decided that she wanted to know them. She commented on how easy it was to find out who they were. She called Gia River and told them that she wanted to find her biological family. Gia River sent a letter to her biological family and told them that she wanted to meet them. 4 days later, Michelle got a call from her younger sister. They spoke for the first time for 30 minutes. So her birth mother was Patty Howard, and her birth mother suffered from alcoholism and domestic violence. She had a total of 4 daughters. Michelle says her 2 older sisters had been adopted out but placed with family members. When Michelle was born, her mother chose to let Michelle be adopted out of the family through the Jewish Family Service Center. Michelle's older sisters both experienced time in jail and troubles with alcoholism and drug use. Michelle never met her mother. Her mother passed in 1991 when Michelle was 15. Her mother also changed her life, though, by being sober the last 10 years of her life. Michelle believes that her biological mother believed that Michelle would have a better life away from the family and off the reservation. When Michelle traveled to Arizona to meet her family, she recalls knocking on the door and her younger sister opening it. They hugged, and Michelle commented about how she wondered, well, is this really my family? And when she looked at her sister's hands and her own hands, she knew then that was her sister. They hugged. It was May near the Gila River in Arizona, and Michelle says the temperature was 114 degrees. Michelle stayed with her biological family for 2 weeks. She met her auntie, who raised her two older sisters. This auntie had four children of her own. This auntie was also raising 13 nieces and nephews. They had a farm and raised alfalfa sprouts and melons. Michelle would meet her aunts and uncles and relatives, about 40 people, who came to meet her at a community dinner. That's where she met her older sisters. She said the Gia people are very religious and involved with the church, that her family didn't know about their traditional ways. We know these things because of that assimilation era and the policies that the federal government treated Indigenous people with. She said her biological family thought she was coming home. They had worried that Michelle had been abused by her adopted family. They talked to her about getting a house down there. And Michelle didn't want to hurt their feelings. She was really thoughtful. And so at this gathering, she explained to her biological family about her bedtime story, about being adopted, the story her mother, Lavina, told her almost every night, that her adoption was meant to be, that she already had a big family on both the Leech Lake and Turtle Mountain reservations, and that now her family had become even larger. During the 2 weeks that Michelle spent with her biological family, she talked to her parents, Lavina and Frank Marion, every day. After 2 weeks, she left Arizona, and she drove to the Leech Lake Reservation to stay. She came home. Me great Bisandawi egg, and I'm going to just continue talking about Michelle Marion in the next show. I'm going to talk to her about her time when she came home to Leech Lake to live. And also I want to talk a little bit about citizenship. This thought about her being Pima Maricopa, her mother being Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and her father being Turtle Mountain. So, me great Bisandawi egg. Miigwech miigwech.